This is Ian Blessed at George Abbott School in Guildford. I'm here with the Guildford City Union manager, Donovan Chislett. It's been a very interesting week, and you've taken over with Phil Bowers, and very hopeful for the future. I mean, we've been training tonight. What are your first thoughts with Guildford City?
Well, it's been a hectic week so far, but I think we'd expect that. At the moment, it's kind of just filtering through the players we have available. After tonight's session, I'm certainly a lot more optimistic. I think we've got some decent talent there. That's not to say we don't need to add. I think we need to add a few players in time, but at this point in time, I think there's enough to work with. I think the attitude was spot on, and that obviously is a concern, because I think the club needs to improve their disciplinary record. So as a first session, I'm excited by it, and I'm just hoping that translates into a result tomorrow.
It looks like you've got a lot of players involved, and there's going to definitely be 11 players there tomorrow. And was that a worry with what's happened this week?
Yeah, no, there was. I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty as to how many players would stay and how many would, you know, not be available anymore and would leave the club. But Barry Underwood's done a great job. I mean, as has everyone in the committee, chairman included. But Barry's done a really good job in terms of, you know, speaking to a lot of players and making sure a lot of players were up to speed with what's going on in the club and where we're going. And as a result, we've had a decent number out of training tonight. So all looks positive at the moment, yeah.
I know you're a new manager. I don't want to think out certain players, but people like Sam Spencer and Tommy DiGioia, I mean, they've come from South East London and they still want to be involved in this club, and it must show important passion from certain players that still want to be involved in this club.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, the same can apply with for Jordan Taylor, is it, from Heavens? Good footballers, and the two Bromley boys, as you mentioned, the other lad, Jordan Phillips, very good footballer, and I know these boys are travelling from long distances. The fact that they're here tonight shows that they want to be part of something, and we need to look after them. We need to develop them and think those type of players will be good for the club going forward.
I see from what you said in the press that they haven't been training, and I think training is very important, and from the sound of it that you want to continue the training locally from next week, and it sounds like a strong belief that you want to do.
I'm all about developing footballers, so, and you know, developing individuals, developing units, developing teams, developing squads. You can't do that if you don't train. I mean, it might sound ridiculous to say, but just state the obvious, but team hasn't been doing that, and I don't see how you can improve over the course of the season without continually working on things. So it has to happen at the very, very minimum once a week, but I'll be pushing for two sessions a week.
Good luck for tomorrow, and fingers crossed that the game is on. If the game isn't on, I presume we continue training next week and we go for next week on, that we've got another game, and I think it's a big charity game next weekend.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm hoping the game's on tomorrow, but if it isn't, then we'll just work hard next week and we'll take on the challenge next Saturday. So I think we need to kind of have that approach, really, where we, whatever comes our way, we look to conquer it, and that's certainly what I'll be trying to instill in the players. So.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, for your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.